The cool thing with Vladdy right now is he's raking, but I'm watching the game last night, and I'm texting with Ben, and he makes this pick at first base, and Ben goes, he's going to win a gold glove someday. And I think it was Kevin Youkilis who was telling us that he thinks that Vlad is going to have what it takes to be just like an all-time elite defensive first baseman. Did you see that? Like, when you watch Vlad, do you look at his defense at first base, position that you played, and say he's going to be one of the best defensively at that spot in Major League Baseball?
Man, look, before I answer that, I think you guys have asked, like, the greatest questions. I think people don't realize how important it is to defend, you know, and for asking that question, I thought it's a great question, but it's a lot easier when you're coming in from third base to play first base. For some reason it is. I don't know why. I did it as well. I came in when I was younger as a third baseman and then got shifted over to first base in college, and it was a lot easier. The question is going to be is, can he maintain his weight? Like, that's just, it is the honest truth. If you can maintain your weight, you can play defense. If you can maintain your weight, you stay healthy. If you maintain your weight, you can run the bases. And if you maintain your weight, your bat speed will always be up. So for him, it's all about stop eating late night snacks, like he was saying that he stopped eating, and maintain your weight. You know, it is very, very hard to maintain your weight during season because you're traveling, you're getting in to the hotel at 3 in the morning. You're probably hungry from the day. You know, you're on a 4-hour flight, and you land somewhere and you're like, I need to get something to eat in my body. So for him, it's just sacrificing those type of nights to make sure that his weight is right so that way he can defend. I think he has really good hands. I wish he would maintain his weight even better so he can play third base. But, you know, now we're seeing him at first base, which is totally fine. I think it's a plus for him and it's a plus for the team. But any time that you can maintain your weight and you can be flexible around the base, around the bag, he's only going to get better. So I think the sky is the limit for him defensively just as much as it is for offensively.
Dude, that's such an overlooked point that you just made about you're traveling or you're at the ballpark and you're there all day and, yeah, there's food at the stadium, whatever, but you end up playing a game, you're a little tired. This is just a thing for all of us, right? Like, every person listening to this right now, when you're like, hey, don't snack late at night, everyone's like, yeah. No, that's the life struggle, you know? You're basically just going through life and trying to limit the amount of snacks that you eat at night. That's all of us. But if you're on the road and they're saying, hey, stay in, you know, like, fans go, hey, don't go out on game night, don't go out drinking, don't go out and celebrate, or don't go out and have too much fun. Stay back in your hotel room. There's only so much you can do before you just get bored and eat when you're just, hey, yeah, I'm in late. I'm tired from the flight. Everyone does that exact same thing. You get back and you say, I need some type of reward. And I'm sorry, but watching highlights on the crappy cable TV in the hotel room is not going to cut it. Trying to hook up your video game,
you know, and the options
is not for
are limited.
Everybody. Right, exactly. It's like, what are you going to do? Well, I'm bored. I'm going to eat. Like, you only have so many options for the reward. It's, if you don't play video games, I don't know what you're going to do if you're going to be staying in the hotel all the time. Like, eating is really, 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 again, underappreciated, I think, by the common person who does the exact same thing whenever they travel or have a long day. What do you say to yourself? You go, I'm going to have crappy food tonight because I'm tired and I don't want to think about anything else. And of course, major leaguers and of course, professional athletes would think about it the same way. Of course.
You know, I think for me, it comes down to the actual Toronto Blue Jays taking a stand on it. Right. If I have a guy who I think this guy can be just as good as his dad. And those are very high praises. His dad, obviously, as we know, is a Hall of Famer. But listen, if I'm the Toronto Blue Jays and this guy, I'm invested so much in him, what is it to not just invest a couple hundred thousand dollars on a guy like this and give this guy the best option to stay healthy? Right.
Oh,
like,
sure.
If I'm the general manager, Ross Atkins, I'm just saying, you know what? If I'm Mark Shapiro, the president, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hire a guy that travels with the team and they can have the best options when we get to the city. For breakfast, they can have the breakfast that we recommend. For dinners, they can have – and I know they do that at the ballpark, but a little extra, right? A guy that can be in the room, a guy that can facilitate these type of meals for a guy like this, because we're seeing it, guys. I mean, look, if we have a healthy Vladimir Guerrero Jr., we're going to have an all-star. We're going to have a potential MVP. And you know what? They're going to have a winner. They're going to have a winning team. Because if he goes, the whole team goes. So I'm going to do everything possible to invest in this type of guy, in Vladimir Guerrero. This is my company. The company is Vladimir Guerrero. If he stays healthy, the company will be great, right? They'll be a Tesla. They can be hybrid. They can do whatever they want. But if they don't do those things and they don't keep this guy healthy, and his weight is a big part of that, then you know then the team's not going to be so good. So I think with him, the sky's the limit. I think if he just stays healthy, if he can take care of his weight like he has been doing, we're going to see what we've been seeing in April, which is no surprise at all, because in spring training, this guy killed it as well.